We're supposed to laugh. What's the joke? Sit down.
What? I said for you.
What?
The path of the Shimon and the path of the.
What? What is the joke? The joke is, what was the miracle of Chanukah? They bought kuvloy motzel pach.
Yeah.
One pach of shemen v'hoyi chosim, which was chosim with the chosim of the kohen gadol. So what's the miracle? What's the miracle of Chanukah? The miracle is that when the kohanim found the pach shemen. They found the pach shemen. No, this is a much better joke. They had a very big dilemma. What was the dilemma? It's Chanukah, right? What do you do on Chanukah? What do you do on Chanukah? You light the menorah. And what else do you do? What else do you do? You eat latkes. You have donuts. Latkes and donuts, the main ingredient is oil. So we have only one container of oil. What are we going to use it for? Are we going to use it for the menorah? Or we're going to use it for the latkes and the donuts. So if it was me, I would use it for the donuts. What's the shaila? The menorah? It's not my problem. The miracle was they were able to use the oil for the menorah and they were moichel the donuts. Okay, that's supposed to be a joke. All right, now let's talk about something serious. Something serious. Wikipedia. We discussed this yesterday. The Sufgan Yosef Chazal are not the Sufgan Yosef America. Okay, it's a different type of batter. It's a dish. It's not. We talk about the Sufgan Yosef we eat today. It's just a zecher lezecher. It's just a donut. It's just a reminder of the real donut. What is the real donut? The real donut is a certain type of dish, which we described yesterday, which has a thick batter. It's a very thick batter, which has it's filled with honey, and it's fried in olive oil. In fact, what kind of oil they use today? They don't use olive oil today to make donuts. No way. They make who knows what they make. Whatever it is. Okay. Now, before we come to this, I want to tell you another very very beautiful verse. Someone told this to me yesterday, Wallerstein. About Rafal Wallerstein, the father of the Rosh Yeshiva and Aryeh Yitzchak, their father, he told me this very beautiful word. It made a very strong impression upon me. He asked me the question, why is there a minhag Yisrael to give presents on Chanukah? Okay, I'm sure all of you over here have been cleaned out by giving presents to your grandchildren. Okay, all of your grandchildren, the Teveya, Chanukah presents, Chanukah gelt, Chanukah presents. Do you give them presents on Purim? Maybe you do. But it's not all that common. You give presents on Pesach. You have Afikoyim present, but that's different. Do you give presents on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot? No, there's some obsession with giving presents on Chanukah. So some will tell you, we copy the Goyim. Kratzmach, right? Okay? That's not a nice thing to say. Just the opposite. They copy us. Okay? That's the truth. The truth is they're copying us. So to go say that we're copying them, I don't know. It's not so simple to say that. Why then is there a minhag to give presents? Where does it come from to give presents? Whether it's money. That's talking about giving tzedakah. That's that we discussed yesterday. We're talking about giving children gifts. Where does it come from? So he told me an incredible answer. He says, what is Chanukah all about? Lehoidois ulahalel. To give thanks to Hashem. That's what the Nusach HaTfilah is. They were misakin when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Yevonim, the Chashmonoim, to overcome the Misyavnim, the Yevonim. So they established a holiday, the Gemara says, they established an 8-day holiday, L'choidois u'lahalel, to give thanks to Hashem. When you give a gift to a child, you create a situation where now you are being mechanechim to say thank you. What do you say? Thank you. You give a gift to a child, and the expectation is, I've given you a gift, not because I want to give you a gift. I don't care about giving you a gift. I want to teach you in life that when someone is good to you, someone bestows upon you kindness, you say, akara satov, correct, you say thank you. Giving a gift is nothing more than a means to teach a child how to say thank you. Once the child goes through this process where he realizes, look at that, my Zayda gave me a gift. He bought me a bike. And now I have an obligation to say to him, call up my Zaydi and say to him, Zaydi, you gave me a gift. I don't deserve this. I'm a bad boy. My mommy and daddy told me that I'm going to be punished. And look at this, you gave me a beautiful gift. I don't deserve this. And therefore, it's my duty to say thank you. My parents told me if I don't call you up and say thank you, they'll beat the living daylights out of me. But I am now saying thank you. Wow, this child has gone through the exercise of seeing a gift was bestowed upon him. He reciprocates by saying thank you. Now you can appreciate that when the Ribbono Shel Olam does with you kindness, he also deserves a thank you. It's a technique. Okay, it's a good answer, no? It's a very beautiful answer to explain why, because Chanukah, the whole essence of Chanukah, more so than any other Yom Tov, is L'hoidei Sula Halal. On the other Chagim, we also say Halal, but that's not the essence of the Halal, that's a secondary. The essence of the Halal is to remember certain things, and then Yaakovod, Matzah, this and that. The whole Mahus is V'chazru V'kovom L'hoidei Sula Halal. This is the Mahus of the Yom Tov. You give a present, you say thank you. Now you can relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have to say thank you to Hashem as well. Okay, now let's go back to donuts. Donuts, there's a lot of halacha in the donuts. Let me tell you dvar halacha, which is very halacha. What bracha do you make on a donut? So we discussed this at length, you make a mezonos. The bottom line is that a donut is a dough that is fried. It is not baked. Something that is fried is not eligible for a hamoitzi lecha min haaretz. Pizza, how do you make pizza? Yeah. You bake it. There's almost no difference in the way you make pizza than the way you make bread. You bake bread, what do? You have dough, flour and water, and you could add other ingredients as well, and you knead it, and you make what looks like bread, and you put it into an oven, and presto, you have a piece of bread. What bracha do you make on a piece of bread? You make out of bread, hamoitzi lecha min haaretz. So why when you put some dough, and you put some cheese and tomato sauce and I don't know whatever else you put on the dough and you put it in an oven, you take it out and you make a circle out of it and you cut it into triangles and you put it in a square box, why do you only make a mezonos? Everyone knows it, right? They know the expression. When you will understand why pizza is round and is cut into triangles and put into a square box, you'll begin to understand how women think. What goes on in the mind of a woman? The logic. It's totally zebze. To understand that relationship between the circle, the triangle, and the square. But Rabbi Sai, why do you make a mezonos on pizza? Why? So the answer is, it's a chiddush. It doesn't look like bread. You're right, really, really we should. Really you should. It doesn't have the tsura of Nahama. Tsurasa,
what? Why did they come up with a compromise? Two motzi, one mezonos.
Oh, so there's an exception. It doesn't look like bread. Because it doesn't look like bread, so Chazal said you don't make a hamotzi lechem min haaretz, because lechem means lechem, bread. You make a borei minei mezonos. But if you are koyvei suuda, if you decide that this will be your meal for the day, I'm not eating a slice as a snack. I'm eating this as my meal. And it has the measurement of four eggs, of four beitzim, of the measurement of four eggs, which would be, okay, whatever the shear is, that would be probably whatever the shear is, then it becomes your bread and you are required to recite the bracha hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Now, what about a donut? Let us say that you decide I'm going to eat three donuts as my meal, my dinner, my lunch. Can you make a hamoitzi lecha min haaretz on a donut, on three donuts, many donuts? No. Even if you eat 100 donuts, the Guinness Book of World Records for eating donuts, you cannot. Why? Because donuts, by definition, are not bread because they're not baked. Or at least initially they're not baked. There are a lot of funny things they do today in food technology which raises questions in halacha, but let's now make believe, let's bliss is ignorance, or ignorance is bliss. It has to go. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. Make believe we don't even know how they make donuts. Okay, because it's not so similar. When you find out all the details, it's a little disturbing what exactly the halacha should be. But let's make believe that donuts are not baked, they're fried. So they do not qualify for a hamotzi lechem in aret, so you make a mezonos. Therefore, if you're eating a meal, a bread meal, and now for dessert, they serve donuts. So what do you make? Do you make a mezonos on donuts? Absolutely yes. You'll say to me, what do you mean? But when I eat cake, many people, when they eat cake for dessert, do not make a mezonos. They don't. They only make a mezonos, they only make a bracha for dessert if it's a shahakol or ha'etz or a huadama. But not on a beverage you never make. You don't make coffee and tea to make a bracha. And you don't make for... And you don't make on mezonos. Why not? So let me tell you the lumbus. Because when you eat cake, theoretically, if you would sit down and say my entire lunch is going to be 3 pieces of cake, whatever it is, according to the halacha, you are required to recite a hamotzi lechem min haaretz and bench. If your dessert can theoretically be hamotzi and birchas hamazon, then you don't make a mezonos. Even though I'm not eating it as my meal, I'm only eating it as a dessert. Being that I made a hamaitzi and I ate bread, and now I'm up to dessert, but if what they're serving you for dessert could theoretically be an object which you would make a hamaitzi and birchas hamazon, if you would be koveya suuda and eat enough of it, then you do not make a hamaitzi, you do not make a bracha on this type of dessert. But donuts can never be a hamotzi. Why not? Because donuts are fried, they're not baked. Oh, they can never, theoretically, you can never, even if you eat 100 donuts, you can never make a hamotzi and bench. Therefore, when they serve you donuts as your dessert, when they serve you donuts, you must make a hamotzi, you must make a borei minei mezonos. Okay, is that clear? Now here's the shaila. This is a very beautiful shaila. Let's say you eat the donuts not as dessert. You eat the donut as part of the main course. They have a special, this is what the meal is. We have over here, they serve an entree, and then they serve tzchanuka. So the serving, we're going to serve, as it's going to be an exotic donut, okay, made with special flour they got from Eretz Yisrael. Oil they got from Italy, they imported special oil, and it's a special topping, who knows what, and it's part of the main course. It's part of the main course. Do you make a bracha? L'chari you don't. If the donut is part of the meal. You only make a bracha on a donut when it's a dessert. But when it's part of the main course, you don't make a bracha. Now here's the question. Let's work with this yisoid. If you have a meal and then when the meal is over, they bring out donuts. Dessert is served. Do you make a bracha on dessert? Very complicated question. Well, if it's a shahakol, yeah. If it will be ice cream, yes. Ice is no, because we view ice to be like a drink. Ice is reviewed to be like a cup of coffee. You don't make a bracha on drinks for dessert. That you don't do. So we view ice to be like a drink because it melts. Ice cream, no. Ice cream has much more consistency to it. So ice cream, you make a shahakol. And fruit or vegetables, something like that, you would make a dessert. It's not the main course. It's dessert. If they serve cake, apple pie, let's say they serve apple pie for dessert, you make a mezonos? It's machlokes apoiskim. The general consensus is no. You don't make, why not? Because apple pie, if I would be koveya suud on apple pie, I would make a hamotzi.
One out of eight.
What? One out of eight. On, it's bottle. What would be, it depends on the apple pie, different types of apple pie. It's an apple pie where the apples are so significant, then you're right, then you have to make an eitz. But if you have an apple pie where the apples are really blended into the pie, then you don't only make a mezonos, so you would not make any bracha. But a donut, you can have your kaveh asudim, because donut is not baked. It's not called, so you make a mezonos. Okay. So that we got that, got caught. If it's dessert, you make a mezonos. If it's the main course, an exotic donut is being served together with the meat. They put in front of you a steak, and the side dish of the steak is an exotic donut. You don't make a bracha. It's part of the main course. Shiloh, it's Hanukkah today. We're not serving the donut as the main course, and we're not serving it as a side dish. We're serving it as dessert. But on Hanukkah, the dessert is part of the meal, because the donuts is so significant, because that's what the whole world does. The whole world is obsessed, brainwashed, that on Hanukkah, if you don't serve donuts, then you're suspect of not being Jewish. So on Hanukkah, the dessert of donuts becomes almost like the main course. You hear the lumbus? Three different cases. Two cases, the halacha is clear. And one case, the halacha is a question. The two cases that are clear are, if the donut is a dessert during the year, Purim time, okay, Rosh Hashanah time, it's not Hanukkah. What are you giving me donuts for? Who asked you to give me a donut? It's not Hanukkah today, it's stale. What are you giving the donuts for? So the answer is, well, dessert. Okay, it's dessert. It's a mezonos. I'll make a mezonos. If you're serving me any day during the year, any day during the year, you serve me a donut as part of the main course, I don't make a bracha. So those two cases are clear. Now is a third scenario. It's Hanukkah, and the whole world is obsessed with donuts. And the whole world, they serve donuts as dessert. Do we say that on Hanukkah, when you serve a donut as a dessert, do we say that when you serve a dessert on Hanukkah, the donut becomes like the main part of the meal, and you don't have to make a bracha? You don't have to make a bracha. The dessert on Hanukkah is a chelek of the meal, because the dessert on Hanukkah is donut, and this is what you do at a meal on Hanukkah. So even though it's being served as a dessert, but being that it's Hanukkah, and that's what the whole world does, it's ki'ilu, it's part of the meal, so you should not have to make a bracha. It's included in the bracha of Hamoitzi Lecha Min Ha'aretz. It's a good shaila.
Maybe you say just the opposite, because it's Hanukkah, it's not part of the meal, it's above the meal, I don't know.
No, you don't say that's part of the meal. You're sitting down to a meal, and at the meal, it's a given, they're going to serve for dessert donuts. So it's upgraded from just some a dessert to what is expected to be part of the meal. And that should have a nafka mean in the halacha that making the bracha, borim nei mezon, is the bracha levatala. It's not so pashut. The halacha lemaisa is discussed. The halacha lemaisa, the raya is brought from Rosh Hashanah. Dip the apple in the honey. Mm. Everyone knows that song?
Yes.
The Beatles? Who made up that song? Dip the apple in the honey. Do you make a bracha on the apple?
No.
Well, 95%, I can't say everyone, but 95% of the halachic population makes a bracha on the apple. Even though...
You do before the
wash. Even those, is a question, when do you eat the apple? There's a very big dilemma, when do you eat the apple? Even those people who first wash, right, they're different minhagim, many minhagim, but even those who wash first and then bring out the apple, l'simintoiv, as a simintoiv, they bring out the apple, they dip the apple in the honey, they make a bori prihoetz. Why? Because it's not part of the meal. What do you mean it's not part of the meal? It's Rosh Hashanah. What kind of Jew are you on Rosh Hashanah if you don't dip the apple in the honey and eat it? So the apple on Rosh Hashanah becomes a chelek of the Seudah, because this is the Minag Yisrael. Yet we know as a fact that the vast majority of the Paiskim say, so what? Just because this is what is normal, and it's what is expected, and what is done, it's still not part of the meal. And therefore, you have to make a boirei pri ha'etz when you eat your apple, if it's your custom, to first make a hamaitzi, and eat bread, and now you take out the apple, you're still going to make a Bari Priya Eitz on the apple because the apple is not part of the meal. Al achas, kama v'kama, a donut is not part of your meal. Even though it's Chanukah, and even though the whole world does it, it's still not part of your meal. So this is a halacha question. It's a very good question. Do we say that since the nature of what you do is so significant, it changes the halacha during these days? The whole year round, you have a donut for dessert, of course you're going to make a bar mitzvah service. The whole year round, if you're going to serve the donut as part of the main dish, of course you're not going to make a mitzvah nice. Oh, you go to a fancy wedding, okay, even at home, and they serve you, they bring out the main course. They put out whatever they put on. And sometimes they put mezonos.
Yes.
Sometimes they put something which is a mezonos type of thing on. Mm-hmm. Well, you make a broch on that thing? Of course not. That's part of the main course. It's part of the main course. Oh, but it's a mezonos. It's not something you do. No, it's part of the main course. If you eat a donut, it's part of the main course. You don't make a brocha. So Hanukkah, it's expected. This is what you're going to eat. So what? It's no different than Rosh Hashanah, the apple. The apple is what is expected, what is normal. Do you make a bracha on the apple? No, yes, you do. So to on Chanukah, will you make a bracha on the donut? Yes, you will. That's the bottom line. You do make a bracha on the donut. Okay? Now, by the way, some people are not happy with what I just told you, and donuts, you should know donuts is probably one of the most complicated in the laws of making brachas. There's probably nothing more complicated than a donut, especially the way they make it today.
Yeah.
And this was an issue that I just told you. What do you do about the donut? Do you make the mezonos? Not to make the mezonos. Likewise, the donut. Some hold that lechatchila you should make a hamaitzi on a donut lechatchila during or after the meal. And Shulchan Aruch it says a yorei shemayim should not get involved in these questions. And what he should do is, he should eat the donuts as part of the main course. And when he makes the hamoitzi, he should have kavana that the hamoitzi goes on the donut. Now the modern day poskim say that the case of Shulchan Aruch is not referring to our donuts, which are more complex. So they tell you the best solution is today, halacha lemaisa today is, when you make a hamoitzi, have kavana for the donuts. Don't eat the donut part of the main course. Eat the donut for dessert, but before you eat the donut, take Rice Krispies. Take a Rice Krispie dessert. They sell a lot of these Rice Krispie desserts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What bracha do you make on the Rice Krispie desserts? A mezonos. L'chol hadeis. And when you make that mezonos, have kavana for the donut. So this way, when you wash and you make the hamotzi, having kavana, the hamotzi should go for the donut. Do not eat the donut part of the main course. Wait for dessert. And before you eat the donut for dessert, eat Rice Krispie desserts. And make a mezonos on that and have kavana. So mon of shach, you've covered yourself entirely. Wow! That's way over my pay grade to go that crazy. But you should know, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch V'yorei. This is what I said last year. Why do you eat donuts on Chanukah? It's a drush. Because it's like, you know, they have today the challenges, all these crazy challenges online. Chanukah is the Yorei Shomayim challenge. You have to test yourself at Chanukah. Are you really a Yorei Shomayim? How do you really test yourself if you're a Yorei Shomayim? You look at a donut. You look at a donut. And by the way, some people hold they'll never eat a donut outside of a meal because the whole Shiloh, do you say on Chanukah in the Al Hamichya, are you masked that it's Chanukah? Halacha l'maisa, we don't. But some say you should. So what should you not? You know what? I don't want to get involved in these shilas. I'm not eating donuts. So you don't eat a donut outside of a meal. During the meal, you have a whole shila. Dessert, make a bracha, not make a bracha. It's a nightmare. Does it bother you? It doesn't bother me. But if I was a real Yorei Shemayim, it would bother. It would bother. When you take a donut in your hand on Chanukah, it's staring you in the eye and it's saying to you, are you a Yorei Shemayim? It's the Yorei Shemayim challenge. If you're really Yorei Shemayim, you wouldn't make a mezonos on me. You know it's too complicated because not only is it a shayla to make a mezonos on Maitzi, do you make the Azkara? Do you say, what do you do? Be a hefsek in the bracha. So what are you going to eat me? During the meal? When? Part of the main course or part of dessert? Big shilas. Are you going to first eat Rice Krispies? Rice Krispies before you eat me? So, like I told you, for most of us, these are not issues. But it is a polite reminder. It's a polite reminder that they should be issues because we're lacking in true Yirah Shamayim. It's the Yirah Shamayim challenge. That hole in the donut is really a hole in our Yirah Shamayim, which needs to be filled. Thank you.